Catch our local broadcasting, such as Mountain Jam, Saturdays at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
We'll be right back. go to work. I got to go to work downtown. If I get home a little late, baby, you say I'm out messing around. Now you're still accusing me, baby. Accusing me of doing wrong. See your lights on, baby, but I can't see nobody
Yes. NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. It's the third day of searching for the Malaysian plane bound for Beijing that went missing shortly after takeoff Saturday. The Boeing 777 was carrying 239 people. Investigators are looking into two men who boarded with stolen passport, but there's nothing to link them to the disappearance so far. The BBC's Jonathan Head reports the disappearance is a mystery.
At the moment, people are racking their brains as to what could have happened. But the point is, you can speculate. But until you've got some wreckage, until you've got some indication of location, there's no radio transmissions. I can't think of a case like this where there is absolutely nothing at all to go on. The best parallel people are making is with the Air France plane that went down in 2009 over the Mid-Atlantic. But that was in a very, very remote area where it was out of radar contact. This is much closer to land. There's an awful lot of scanning of this area. It's very busy, very populated.
The BBC's Jonathan Head. Some 400 immigrants remain on a hunger strike at a detention center in Tacoma, Washington. Sunday night marked their third evening without food. As Liz Jones reports from member station KUOW in Seattle, the protesters say it takes aim at a record level of deportations across the country.
The hunger strike began Friday night, and federal immigration officials in Seattle say 750 detainees initially joined in, but the number has since dwindled. An attorney representing some of the detainees says their protest was inspired by a recent demonstration outside the facility. That's when immigrant advocates physically blocked vehicles used in the center's weekly deportation run. The detainees say their protest is against escalating deportations across the U.S. and poor conditions at the detention center in Tacoma. They say they want better food and treatment as well as better pay for center jobs. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials say the agency respects the detainees' rights to express their opinions. For NPR News, I'm Liz Jones in Seattle.
A 6.9 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Northern California last night. Officials, though, say there are no reports of injuries or damage yet. The quake struck about 50 miles west of the town of Eureka and about 4 miles underneath the ocean seabed. Rafael Abreu with the U.S. Geological Survey says quakes in this area are common.
This is not the first magnitude 6-plus or 7-plus that happened in this area. Actually, we have just basically done a search on our records, and this area in particular has experienced large quakes.
More than 3,000 people reported feeling the quake. The number of uninsured people in America keeps falling. A new survey shows it's now on track to reach the lowest level since 2008. The Gallup Healthways Well-Being Index found that so far this year, 15.9% of Americans lacked health insurance, but that's down from 17.1% without insurance in the last quarter of 2013. U.S. futures contracts are trading in negative territory this morning. This is NPR News. Trying to prevent cases such as NSA leaker Edward Snowden, the U.S. government now plans to implement a monitoring system of the 5 million federal employees with security clearances. The system will look into federal, financial, and other databases looking for rogue agents, corrupt officials, and leakers. New research suggests living together before marriage does not increase a couple's risk of divorce. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports this marks a reversal of decades of studies.
From the 1970s into the early 2000s, nearly a dozen studies found that cohabitation made divorce far more likely. Now, a University of North Carolina sociologist finds this is not the case and possibly never was. In a paper for the Council on Contemporary Families, she says the age of men and women is the key factor. The older they are when they move in, married at the time or not, the better their odds of staying together. Good news, since cohabitation is up 900% in recent decades. Today, two-thirds of newly married couples live together first. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
More Americans are ditching the car in favor of public transportation. A new survey shows the number of people taking the subway or bus is at the highest level since the suburbs began booming in the mid-1950s. The American Public Transportation Association says people took nearly 10.7 billion trips in 2013. Officials say expanding train and bus service helped. The New York area's massive transit network saw the biggest gain, accounting for 1 in 3 trips nationally. Just a half hour before the opening bell, U.S. futures contracts are trading in negative territory. Dow futures contract down 0.2%. This is NPR News in Washington.
you go out at night. There's a fire in your eyes, but something is missing. They just don't burn as bright. You take my hand more than you used to. I'm not sure that it's love. You seem to stumble more often. at your front door.
Yeah. Some Could Be Radio, right here on the World Wide Web.
Back down, turn around, I wasn't who you thought I would be. Don't get ready. mistletoe down the corner. That's a pretty certain sign. Those wedding bells are breaking on that old game of mine. All the boys are singing love songs. They forgot sweet Adeline. Those wedding bells are breaking on that old game of mine. There goes Jack, there goes Jim, strolling down Lover's Lane. Now and then we meet again, but they don't seem the same. Life gets that lonesome feeling when I hear the church bells ring. Those wedding bells are breaking off that old game of mine.
You're listening to South Kootenai Radio. Tune into our folk show at 2 and the jazz show at 10.
Thank you. after night, day after day. I passed by the house that once was my home. I looked through the windows, I leaned on the bell. There's a light, but there's no sign of you. Strangers, the car in the driveway tells me you're there. I know you're there. Like a chump doing time on the street, no life and useless as the rags on my feet showing through. Yeah, 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 yeah. You don't know how much I hate everything about you. Your honey red lips and your eyes big as sparkling. The curve of your hips and your blonde Irish hair sends a shiver that runs through me too. You don't know how much I hate you, so fuck you. You were kind to my brother and good to my friends. You were passionate, faithless and strong. Must have been sleeping in like a dream, and I can't tell just where I went wrong. Yeah. Like a dog in the garbage. Burn down your house, taking every last memory of you. You don't know how much I hate you. Come on. I said you don't know how much I hate you. Come on. You don't know how much I hate you. So fuck you.
One here off an album I did back in 1994 called The Candy Man. And it's a song I wrote for my brother Jeff, wherever you are, man. God bless you.
I'm feeling weary, darling. Going to catch the train. Though I'm leaving you now, I will be with you again. I'll be with you again. My head is on the pillow, but I'm far away. I
watch the train. Jones.
NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst.